Yeah, I think he's given him a real shot in the running game. A lot of big plays. He's quick. He's very fast. They have a couple other really good backs. I think their third down back has, in the past, has made a lot of big plays in this league and got several this year. And then they got a good power back that they can go in there and give you a little change of pace with. So I think they got the backs and they got the team, really. They're running the ball better. I think they'll try to run the ball, to be honest with you.
With that in mind, when you face a team, though, that their offensive line is struggling, they're struggling to run the ball a little bit, obviously you don't want to be the team they get right against. I mean, is it that more imperative to shut down the run and, you know, try to make Dalton beat you?
Yeah, every week I don't want to be the team that they get well against, whoever it is. I don't want them to get going on us, so that's no different this week.
What about Dalton? Obviously, you've coached against him a few times over the years. What do you see from him this year?
Twice a year since he came in the league, but I have a lot of respect for him. And he's won a lot of football games, and they've been in a lot of playoff games, a lot of big games. And he's a veteran, savvy quarterback with great skill. He's a great player.
You spent a lot of time coaching in Cincinnati. What does that organization mean to you?
Well, it's far enough in the past, I can't hardly remember, to be honest with you. But I actually spent 18 years in Cincinnati. And it's a great family-owned team. It's a great franchise. And never regretted a minute of being there, and respect the family and the organization a lot.
How much do you enjoy, as a veteran coach, seeing young defensive backs like Adoree and Kevin Byard start to improve each week and just, you know, pick up the nuances of the game?
Well, I think one of the joys of coaching is seeing your young players improve. It doesn't matter what position they play. We're all coaching all of them. But it's exciting, quite honestly, to see these guys grow, and I think we're all seeing it.
You picked off a lot of passes in your playing days. Did you ever go through a streak that Kevin's going through right now with
not really, because he had multiple picks like that. You know, that's hard to do. I had you know, some runs of games that I would get at least one in. You know, if you play long enough, sometimes the ball falls in the right spot for you. But that's really extraordinary. To me, as a coach, and I said this last week, and not so much the picks, which are great, but he's also playing a tremendous field game and getting everybody in the right spot and then holding up when the ball gets close to him with his tackling. He's doing a great job. So, to me, that just highlights the picks.
I know you've kind of projected, you talked a lot about him and his career and his potential. Did you see a stress like this coming for him?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to predict it, that you're going to get three interceptions in a game. I mean, that's just rare. I think there maybe have been four once or twice in the history of the league, so you can tell how rare that is. But the way he works and the preparation that he puts in, he's going to be in the right spot, and he's going to have some games that he gets some picks in.
Coach, what about Wesley Woodyard? What are you seeing from him this year? It seems like he's, you know, found the fountain of youth. Not that he's that old, but he's flying around making plays. Well, what's different about him this year, I guess?
Nothing. He always takes care of his body in the off season. That's the number one thing. And he's got good personal habits. He's a great family man, and it's contributed to his longevity and productivity in this league. And nothing Wesley does surprises me. I think you just see the continuation of a guy who's a consummate professional football player.
Have you had very many guys in their 10th year in the league, though, who've been a two-down linebacker for most of the last couple of years, now be a three-down linebacker again?
Well, Wesley's always been a three-down linebacker for us. He's played several different positions and played a lot of third down and played a lot of first and second down. I always look at him as an every-down linebacker. I've always have.